Welcome to Fear the Boot bonus episode 16-ish, I guess.
How much have you had?
Well, you know what's funny is every time we start these bonus episodes, I have absolutely no idea which one we're doing.
Doesn't matter.
Yet, for some reason...
You always get the number right?
Well, no. For some reason, I still want to give a number. I can't just say, welcome to a Fear the Boot bonus episode.
Do you give numbers on the regular episodes?
No, I don't. Well, huh. I do in the intro, but in the intro, I've always gone back and looked it up. Yeah. But for these bonus episodes, I just try to do it anyway with really no actual idea of what the heck's going on. So, anywho, if this is your first time listening to Fear the Boot, these bonus episodes are not edited. They are not on our normal subject matter. This is not what we usually do. If you want to know what Fear the Boot's all about, go back and listen to a regular episode first, then come check this out. If you're are a regular, you don't care what Fear the Boot's all about, you're just here for the entertainment, then that's what these bonus episodes are for.
My name is Adam.
My name is Dan.
My name is Luke.
My name's Carla.
And my name is Tex.
All right, so we've got a full-packed house here, and we've got a firebomb, a powder keg, if we were to draw a Venn diagram...
Oh, come on.
Of where the rubber hits...
This might actually get people more spun up than the one on religion.
Then, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did anybody actually get spun up about that? I don't think
so. No, actually, we got some great responses on that. In fact, I got... Well, that I could do actually an episode unto itself about the responses I got to the religion episode. But actually, a lot of people said they were very pleased with how we handled that. That we were very even-handed, very fair, very reasonable.
Fair and reasonable? This isn't a bonus episode.
Well, we're about to get unfair and unreasonable. You asked me about a regular episode where we are... mandated by international law to be fair and reasonable to all subjects involved.
Stupid UN.
And
is that who we fall under? The UN of all things?
Don't say anything.
Yeah, then we're going to do a UN bonus episode where I'm giving my opinions on the United Nations. So,
Angelina Jolie!
We are instead going to talk about a topic that is more divisive than Darfur, that is more incendiary than Iraq, that is more...
You know, when you say these things...
I'm running out of alliteration, so we better get down to it.
You know, when you say these things, these threads pop up in general discussion, and then I have to lock them.
Testing your agility.
Bill Cosby is ready.
You had a wave of him the last time, too. Well, just one.
If this is like an arena video game where Bill Cosby is like this caged animal thrashing against iron bars that can barely contain him, waiting to break out to lock your threads about annoying topics. So
my favorite is when they do one of those threads and then you lock it and then they do a thread about the thread.
Yeah.
I don't think you should have locked it for this. Dude, come on. Cut me some slack here.
We could do an entire bonus episode on forum etiquette and just like people that
maybe we
stereotypes.
Should.
Maybe we need
after
to.
After this
it's like
bombshell.
It's like police arrest you for doing something. So you like go right back to doing it to rediscuss the arrest. Anyway. The topic for today's bonus episode is internet dating. Now,
J-dating.
J-dating. We don't have Daniel Perez here, so we can't talk about J-dating. And we don't have any hippies or metrosexuals, so we can't talk about I-dating. So instead...
You know, the Wives of Donuts episode pointed one of the hosts to be a metro, and it's not me.
I do believe... I remember that getting cut, too.
Yeah, that comment may or may have been cut out. And by may or may, I mean was. So instead, we are going to talk about internet dating. And the reason this has come up, Tex, do you want to explain why this has come up all of a sudden?
Okay, well, I don't want to discuss my personal life in too great a depth, but just to summarize, basically, I haven't actually been on a date since I was 19 years old because I've been with the same woman since then.
Right.
However, that's changing through no fault of my own.
How old
so,
are you, Tex?
So I'm going to be taking a plunge back out into the world, and although I'm not actually...
No, he's not.
No, he just...
I'm sorry. Adam asked you a question. Adam asked how old you are.
I'm 33.
Okay. Continue.
So I'll be plunging back out into the dating world soon, not yet. So I've actually kind of had my periscope up, and I've been looking at internet dating sites, and I've been looking at them enough that I already have pet peeves.
You know, the best thing about this
topic... I haven't
even
had a date yet, and I've got pet peeves.
The best thing about this
topic... You know that's bonus material.
...is that he's applying like this engineering thing to it already, because when he was talking about this earlier, he's like, there's competition on these dating sites that I need advice on. It's like he's preparing for battle.
The great thing about this is that absolutely everything can be taken as innuendo. So Tex,
yes.
Let's get full disclosure here. I did a little bit of internet dating, mostly very brief, very bad relationships. The one exception being I did meet Carl on a dating site. We've been dating since June of 2000, so 7 years now. And we've been married for going on 3 years. And this relationship has worked out very well. Did very well for myself in that regard. But certainly had my disaster stories and funny stories before then. And the reason I started internet dating is
the new guy hurt. I think I broke something.
Oh, you're off the podcast. Dude, what did I tell you about untangling that?
I still don't understand what you told me earlier.
Continue talking. I'm fixing it.
At least the press pass isn't on the floor this time.
Lucas.
My arm.
You know, if you ever start a new job, there are confusing new technologies you have to learn how to work with. And this one, it's a mic wire.
I am not a tech geek like you guys. I work with the human body.
All right.
Never let you
know. The wires are tangled.
He's a doctor, right? I mean, you'd think the doctor would be very dexterous.
No, that's why I don't do surgery. I purposely did not become a surgeon so I wouldn't destroy people.
Don't you have to put contacts in people's eyes?
Yeah, but that's easy.
Finger in my eye is never easy.
All right. You know, my optometrist was telling me a story that his wife is also an optometrist, and they needed one of those new glaucoma screening machines, and she can't stand the air puff in the eye. So there's a convention for this. But she wanted to get the best machine, so he loves her so much, he basically spent the entire afternoon letting her puff him in the eye so he could tell her which machine was the best.
See, the air puff, you don't even have to use anymore. There's a much easier test. There's no anticipation. It's a blue light. It requires some drops, but most people use that these days. But we're getting off topic.
Really? Last time I got an eye test, I got the damn air puff.
I got the puff.
The air puff's easy because you can have a tech do it, and you don't have to.
And you offer that gamer discount, and I was going to offer you that I'll forego the gamer discount if you'll forego the glaucoma test.
I'll do it, but I won't puff you.
But, all right. So, getting back on topic. That's how I met Carla that way, and that has worked out very well. But nonetheless, I certainly have some stories that I could give about internet dating. And Luke, Adam, any experience?
All right, I will bust this gem out. I met my wife in the summer of 2000.
Okay.
Prior to that, I had gone on one date with a girl I met through another person online.
Okay.
And all the other girlfriends I've had, I've actually met and known.
Oh, okay. Actually, what I was going to say is the reason I started doing internet dating is by the time that I began doing internet dating, I was not in school. I was working at a job that had nothing but middle-aged married people. The church that I was attending had nobody my age that was available and or I was interested in. The type of girl I would pick up from a bar is not the kind of girl that I would want to form a long-term relationship with. So basically, I had nowhere to go but the internet. This was my only way of meeting people. And there was this transition period, of course, where in the late 90s, very early 2000s, this was kind of a cesspool. And it still is, but it's become accepted.
It's the internet.
Well, it's now the number one way couples meet. It has become broad enough.
What sad commentary about society.
It is. But it's become mainstream enough. You can actually find good relationships. All right, so Luke, what about you?
I did a lot of regular dating back in college and whatnot. When I was in optometry school, I eventually got to the point where I was so busy that my little free time was spent with my regular friends. I wasn't meeting new people. So
And hookers,
of course, yeah. I ended up taking a personality test online because I'm a sucker for personality tests, and it was through eHarmony. They wisely sign you up for their system when they do that so you can see if you get matched with people.
Which My Little Pony are you?
Pretty much. But I got, after about 3 days, I saw that I had about 15, 17 matches or so.
Whoa,
and about half of them,
baller.
Half of them wanted to chat, which means they were members. And I'm like, you know, I can pay like $40 and see if this works out. And I'll be meeting more people than I have in the last few weeks. And
right.
First person I was matched with, only person I met was my wife now. clicked like no tomorrow.
And how long have you been married?
A year and a half now.
Year and a half now. And how long did you date before that?
Let's see. We met in the December of 2003.
Okay. Year and a half? You're a baby.
So when are you going to be on the commercials?
Oh, don't get me started. We have written. We have done everything.
No, let's get you started.
We've done everything possible to get on those damn commercials. So we can be dancing in the white and talking about how great it is with Dr. Neil Clark Warren. But that guy, all he did is nothing. We get, actually, after we're married, you know, about a month ago, literally, a month ago, we get a response of, oh, we would like to hear about your story. Well, it's too late. You screwed us over. We don't want it. In their defense, they did send us a crystal bowl for our wedding gift. We got a wedding gift from eHarmony. But Dr. Neil Clark Warren, we offered to let you come, and you didn't. So eat it.
That's very true.
I like your fun.
You should poop in that crystal bowl and mail it back.
Have you done a Myers-Briggs personality test?
I have taken a Myers-Briggs.
Do you remember your type?
I was extrovert. What were the options? I'm like ENTP, something like that.
Okay, because I know I'm INTJ.
The first one is Jewish Gentile. The second one is...
Well, the first one's introverted, extroverted. The second one is sensing versus intuitive. The third one is feeling versus thinking. And the last one is perceptive versus judging.
Wasn't it like a dark side, light side one too? Or is that a different personality test I took? A different test.
That's a different
test.
I was
ENTP. That was, I remember that. I was also...
Okay. I am totally wall-to-wall INTJ. Like, I'm
you
want to
have a more fun
INTJ.
One, take the MMPI. It's a 500-question test that does the personality inventory.
Yeah.
It's great. No, it's a great question. One of the questions in there, they're all like yes, no, true, false type questions. One of the questions in there is, every so often, I think a nuclear war would be a good thing. It is great.
Have you guys ever done the color fish one? Where you get, there's like... certain fish colors you get. Like, I was red, yellow. I don't remember what it means. I only did it once.
No.
There's a colored fish.
This sounds about as useful as which My Little Pony are you. All right.
I'm not a big fan of these online surveys.
Right. Hold on, though. We are getting way off the beaten track.
Chaotic neutral. That's you right there.
We're getting way off the beaten track here. The point of this episode was Texas blast furnace rage. Tex, what is bothering you about these dating sites?
Okay. Well, let me start off with my first one, which is a lot of these women... they're, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s, and I'm looking at, and they're frustrated because they can't find Mr. Right, or they haven't found Mr. Right yet, but they're clearly not putting any effort into finding him. First off, if you wanted to actually find Mr. Right and it was worth your time to find Mr. Right, don't you think you would run a spell and grammar check on your post?
Well,
first?
What if they're trying to find Mr. R-Y-T-E?
It's really cute when Ziggy talks about himself in lowercase I, but if you're not Ziggy and you talk about yourself with a lowercase I think you're illiterate.
I don't think it's cute when Ziggy does it. Here, I said it.
I don't think anybody saw it's cute when Ziggy does it for about 20 years now.
Now, I've also seen one where they will post in all caps.
Because they're shouting at you.
They really want you to know
it's
how desperate they are.
It's a preview. They're screamers.
Oh, my.
No.
Depending on how you interpret that innuendo,
interpret it the bad way.
Yeah, I would probably interpret it the bad way.
No, wait. Good way.
In the same vein of that, and I can go on for this one about a while, is pictures. So obviously, most of these sites want you to post a picture of yourself. If you are interested in finding Mr. Right, you'd think you would take 5 minutes out of your life to get one of your friends to use a digital camera and take a current photograph of you. But it seems like the bulk of the people I see have either got this photograph where they're shooting down the length of their own arm because they're just holding a camera at arm's length, or they're using their cell phone camera and they're shooting into their bathroom.
Well, you know, these people didn't join these sites because they have a huge amount of friends to it.
Hey, now.
Well, now, another good one like that is where they are fish-eyed and backlit staring into their webcam.
You know, I think, though, the MySpace generation has something to do with this, with the bad picture-taking and whatnot, because that is all over the internet these days. Nobody wants to take a good picture.
Well,
they want crap.
It's become an art form. There was a spoof video out there about MySpace where they were talking about the MySpace angles, where you can take these pictures of yourself at very, very careful angles where you just show positive features or whatever, and you can take a really ugly person and make them look really hot just by
Well, yeah. Well, one of them is that arm's length one where you hold the camera at arm's length, but you hold it above your head, so you're looking up, and so it stretches out your neck, so your neck doesn't look fat. And then if you're a girl, you use your free arm and smash your cleavage together.
So it's like, look, I've got giant boobs and no goiter.
That's how I shot my picture.
See, I went to the goiter sites, and I couldn't find what I was looking for. Oh. So, eHarmony, here I come.
After e-goiter, well,
another one that pisses me off, too, is... they'll have a picture of them and 30 of their closest friends. So it's like,
if you can't spot the ugly person in this picture, it's you.
I've seen that one, the two texts where it's like, I'm the third from the right on the middle row.
Man,
it's like, man, why couldn't you be the fourth from the right?
Now, the worst one of all, though, is when you get some liberal arts major that's trying to be artsy, and they've got some poorly lit, grainy, overexposed, black or and sepia. White sideways picture. Or I've occasionally sometimes seen people, too, that post pictures that aren't even them. I mean, like this one we saw the other day, this lady's posting, like, you know, I want to take my honeymoon in Hawaii, and she's got a picture of Hawaii. I'm like, woman, I know what Hawaii looks like. The question is, what do you look like?
My favorite one, and you were mentioning this one earlier off the mic, is when they take a picture of them and their boyfriend or them and their husband, and you could turn this around if it's a guy to him and his girlfriend or him and his wife, and they just like cut off the portion of the picture where it's like, here you are in a wedding dress, and there's this tuxedo arm around you.
That's true. I can't make this up. You know that kind of moment at a wedding where the couple's kind of running out of the church and people are throwing rice? I actually saw a personal ad of a woman in her wedding dress running out of a church with rice in the air, holding hands with a big black square.
It was me.
She dated my Atari hero.
I'm like, either that picture's not very current,
Harry.
Or she has some severe issues.
Craigslist. Let's talk about Craigslist.
Oh, the
Craigslist
sewer
is
of the
awesome.
Internet.
They have an adult section.
Okay, now here's my thing with Craigslist is to post on Craigslist takes neither time nor money. And so I'm a big fan of the pay sites just because the fact that you have to spend time and money to be there is a gating factor that not necessarily are the people there any better, but they take it seriously enough to at least make an investment to be there. I had a buddy who was in the Navy, and he was in Okinawa, and he went to a nightclub, and the cover charge was $40, and he asked the bouncer, what's in this nightclub that's worth $40? And the bouncer says, nothing, but everybody in that club had $40, and he's like, okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you can't. Well,
see, I remember back in the days when Yahoo Personals first started, and everybody thought that was kind of neat, and you'd go and like look up like your zip code, and you go back to your hometown and go, that's Jim's mom, and she's in, oh my God, she's in lingerie. And she doesn't shave.
Those were
rough days for all of us, and Jim especially.
No, the one that back when, of course, this was years ago, and I'm hoping they've cleaned up since then. The big one I had when I was on Yahoo Personals was porn ads, where they will take a picture of an attractive girl, write a profile that sounds very believable, and you'll even talk to her for a little while. She'll kind of string you along. And then all of a sudden comes the website address or the 900 number.
Mm. Very nice.
And those were extremely common.
I would love to peruse
extremely
these things for
common.
Hours on end. But of course, as soon as I see...
Well, you know what frightens me about Craigslist is a lot of times these people will have bulleted lists of what they want in another person. And very, very frequently when you look at Craigslist, they've got this bullet of what they want. And bullet number one, you must not be, quote, between jobs. Two, you must not have a drug habit. Three, you must not have felony convictions. I'm like,
I am in.
And I'm thinking to myself, is it truly necessary to spell that out? But then I read some of the other like follow-up posts, and apparently, yes, it is necessary to spell out that you're looking at someone that has a job and no felony record.
Is that negotiable?
What if the felonies technically fallen off
apparently
my record
you
by
need
now?
To spell that out.
See, I like how eHarmony did it kind of a cool way. Is before you actually get to talk to people, you have to go through several steps. You have to choose multiple choice questions for them to answer. And right. there's a must have, can't stand list where you rank the things you must have in the relationship and can't stand.
Right.
And one of the person
must have woman, can't stand woman.
And but you get these crazy things. Like there was one woman who I got, who Adam, probably a dream for you, but everything she listed on there was all the sexual stuff. Must have man with experience, must have man who's well endowed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God.
Perfect.
This, you know what this says to me? This says STD. I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah. That's where you need three trash bags. Like those diamond ones that don't rip. Oh my God. And then a flamethrower for afterwards.
Napalm.
And then instead of getting a commercial, what's his name? You get a commercial with Hefty.
Hefty and Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. I've got a Magic Johnson.
Well, do you remember him and Arsenio in the HIV video back when we were in like high school? Well, ages are different here, but I was like in high school when he came out.
How old are you?
I'm 27 now.
Oh, I'm older than you are.
Yeah.
I'm 2 years older than you.
I thought you were older than I am, and I'm older than you
Thanks,
are.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
wow,
that.
I wow. I thought you were much older
just because he's a doctor.
Yeah,
you just assume
yeah.
a doctor
I'm
must 24, be older
I was
than
like, wow.
I am so goddamn mature. It's unbelievable.
He's an optometrist. He's got to be at least like 56 or something.
I mean, well, in my defense, I did. My mom wanted me out of the house very early, so I got in before they had to be 5 to enter kindergarten or
right.
school.
Right.
So I was always the youngest in my class. I was pretty young graduate of optometry.
Well, school. I was too, but that didn't stop me from getting older.
Well, I've found the secret, and I believe it's a lot of alcohol.
I graduated. I entered kindergarten at age 4 and graduated high school at age 17, but that didn't stop me from hitting 30. And I'm still not an optometrist. Not that I've gone to any kind of school for that or tried to be an optometrist.
Doesn't matter. At Fear the Boot, we dispense optometry advice anyway.
We do.
That's why I had to come on, because the American Optometric Association disproved of Fear
they
the
got,
Boot.
They got tired of us pushing the see clearly method at the end of every episode.
Don't get me started on that.
No, I think we are.
The see clearly method is a load of bunk. It just finally had some clinical tests and prove it was wrong. It's based on the Bates method, which is from the 1920s, which was trying to get the smooth muscle in your eye trained in order to make you see better. Guess what, folks? You can't train smooth muscle. It's like what's in your lung and your stomach.
Right.
Striated is what's in your bicep.
I don't know,
you
man.
Can
I got
it.
Lungs of iron.
So you can't... So you can't train this muscle. So the See Clearly method sounds great, and it's got some spokespeople which sound legit, but
right.
it is not.
That's why I'm working on a follow-up, the Pee Clearly method.
Is that for passing?
You know, after like 6 or 7 beers, I pee clearly.
Okay, before we literally take this into the toilet,
okay.
I'll move on to my
Please
next
do.
Rant point. Okay. Another one that upsets me is when they post stuff in the ad that's clearly so ambiguous it could refer to anybody. Like, I see a lot of times where they'll post, I like to laugh and spend time with my friends. Well, that tells me
you
that
know,
you're
what?
Not autistic.
That's not only a problem with classifieds, that's a problem I've seen on resumes. Hobbies, spending time with friends. Okay, you fail.
Well, great. That tells me you're not autistic. That's about all it tells me. That doesn't tell me anything at all about how you actually
like
spend your free time.
Room.
Or who you are, what you stand for. Core values. That's another one that never... It's like, I like long walks on the beach. Okay, yeah, that's great. You know, but one of the things I noticed is that it was very hard to get to core values. And when I finally met Carla and got the relationship that worked, the one thing I did differently... is that rather than talking about my hobbies, I started off my post by basically saying, this is my religious views, these are my political views, and I'm looking for someone who basically shares these same core values. And what?
And knows what a wormhole is.
Oh, no, that came out on the first date. She was wormholing a sentence on the first date, and we weren't talking
wow.
about farming. And that just was hook, line, and sinker. But... No, that didn't come out in the personal ads.
You don't have those cool meeting stories like Melina and I do. Like, dude, there's Melina and her hot friend Meredith. It's a good thing she doesn't listen to
I'm
these
I'm
going to
go out with Melina to make her make Meredith jealous.
No, I want to go out with Meredith.
Well, the bullet lists of like their must-haves or whatever kind of aggravate me too, because there's no context or background to that. Because a lot of times they'll say like, you know, I want a guy that loves the outdoors. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you want to someone to do gardening with you? Does that mean you want someone to go hiking with you?
Somebody who likes to shave smoking the bear once in a while.
Are you into rock climbing or extreme kayaking? Or are you into walks in the park? You know, it with absolutely no context, I mean, it's like, you know, I want somebody who likes chocolate ice
cream.
Me too. Well, everybody likes chocolate ice cream. Everybody likes walks on the beach. You know, everybody likes
actually,
the outdoors.
Not everybody likes the outdoors.
It doesn't tell me anything.
My husband is one of them.
You know, I was talking to a friend who shall remain unnamed because he's involved in the podcast. But when he was on an online dating site, he saw a profile and one of the lines in it was "Dungeon Masters need not apply."
I put on my robe and wizard's hat.
On behalf of an entire gaming community, I would like to say, I don't even know who you are, but on behalf of myself and the 2,000-ish people listening, bitch, get bent.
Wow.
Crucio.
So, Carla, we haven't heard from you yet. What were, like, totally. your pet peeves or the things that really aggravated you when you're trying to weed through?
What things aggravated me?
Was the men?
Oh, Carla. Carla, what things aggravated you?
I actually wasn't, let's see, I did, I think what was a matchmaker.com? Is that whatever? I just did it for fun just because I did, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to just try this. But I don't think I was on there for more than just a couple weeks before I met Dan, but I didn't search for anybody. I didn't browse anybody. I basically was contacted by hundreds of people and there was not one genuine, like, hey, you seem like a nice person. Let's go out. It was all triple X rated stuff.
I was going to say, every girl.
Do you have any nude pictures of you? I mean, that's all it was.
Wow.
And so I had to update
I've sent so many of those requests.
I had to actually update my profile to specify like some sort of religious boundaries just to get rid of those.
Please do not ask for nude pictures.
It was terrible.
Or send $29.95.
I actually did contact Dan, though. I did. I was just curious. Yeah, I did contact him.
She wrote me. I didn't write her. But every girl I've known that has been on a dating site has said that is a huge problem.
Yeah, I think if it was if I was starting over again, I probably wouldn't do that again.
That with guys, the problem you have is digging through all the chicks that have tons of baggage or psycho or whatever.
Or weight.
But
have kids.
Yeah, are fat. But with girls, I've heard that universally the biggest problem is 99% of the responses they get is just profane trash.
They're just
they're just
sexually explicit.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It was you.
Here's a checklist of the things I would do to you.
Well,
you know?
Have you guys ever encountered the exact opposite? I had one that just completely bummed me out and made me step away for a while. One of the people I was matched with, we started talking, and eventually she was like, well, you know, my real goal for this is I have cystic fibrosis. It's very advanced, and I want to know love before I die. And I'm like, oh, why?
Are you sure that was real, not just a guilt trip?
I don't know, but I was guilt trip. I felt bad for about a day, and then I just deleted her. I'm like, sorry. I'm not looking for that.
I'm not that kind of guy.
No,
I'm yeah.
a little more long-term.
The internet, anonymous guilt. My guilt is as anonymous as my victims.
So anyway, I don't really have an answer for your question, Mike, since I didn't really weed through any profiles, but I basically...
You call him Tex!
Call him Tex.
His name's Mike.
Mike is somebody else.
Sorry. Tex.
And Mike is now busy with twins and girlfriend and...
Yeah.
They're not born yet.
Yeah. Fetuses.
I think you can still be busy, though.
Feti. That sounds like a cool NPC.
Feti
enters the room and pulls his sword.
You should get Melina to name her next character Feti. Her whore.
Spreads my ass mouth.
Only Feti can ride Boxbot. Yeah.
I love Boxbot.
Tex, come on. What else? What else pisses you off?
Come on,
okay.
I get pissed off.
Well, another one is they tell me all about this bullet list of the guy they want, but they don't tell me anything about the life they want or the future they want or the goal they want, assuming they even have any. So it's like I've got this 38-point list of the guy they want, but I don't know what they're going to do with them when they get them.
8 inches or taller.
Do you want to have kids? Do you want to get married? Do you want to move somewhere else? Do you want to start a business together? Do you want to... You know, how do you want to spend your life? Where do you want to be in 10 years? So, like, okay, assuming I match 35 or your 38 bullet points, do I have any idea that if you have any goals in life that they're going to be remotely compatible with where I want to go?
10 years from now, they want to be walking on the beach and cuddling in front of movies.
And laughing with their friends.
And by the way, I really honestly do enjoy long walks, but walking on the beach sucks because you spend the next 3 days getting sand out from between your toes.
And everywhere else.
How are
you serious.
Walking?
Sand is insidious, man. The last time I walked on the beach, I take a shower every morning, and it was like 72 hours
before
I got rid of all
those
calves. Sand.
Oh, what's even better is when you take long ass scoots on the beach.
crab walk down the beach.
Me, I'm a crab.
And that's when you can really find out what your girlfriend's character's like. So you like start asking her, like, what are you doing? And be like, I have worms. then, if she sticks around, break up with her immediately.
Well, there's then the really freaky ones where they have stuff in there that I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I saw this one the other day. The woman's picture was just stunningly beautiful. But literally in her first paragraph, she starts off with these mother issues. It's like, I want a guy who has a great relationship with his mother and holds his mother up on a pedestal and then will put me on a pedestal with his mother.
I want a guy I can dominate who has no will of his own.
I'm self-centered. I'm arrogant. I'm the most wonderful thing to walk on the face of the earth. I need to be beat.
Look, give me your money.
I like my parents just fine. I get along just fine with both of my parents, but there's no pedestals involved.
Yeah. If you think you need a pedestal to stand upon, you are highly out of touch.
Or short.
Well, and I want to. Where did that whole mother thing come from? Did you have some bad experience with some guy that like beat his mother or something? I mean, what even prompted that? Because it wouldn't even occur to me to post.
I'm a midget. Like I need a guy who will put me upon a phone book.
Have you ever watched Everybody Loves Raymond, Tex? I think the answer lies there.
I actually, truthfully, I sometimes stop on it and flip it through channels, and I can't stand it for more than like 3 minutes.
I hate that show too. It's like Patricia Heaton. All she does is yell!
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
How can I build a marriage on yelling?
Exactly. It's like a whole family where all they do is scream and yell at each other, and this is supposed to be comedy. It's like, no.
This is sad.
This is distressing.
This is representative of too much of American marriages.
The best part about that show is looking at the old guy and going, man, I remember when you were young Frankenstein, and that was great.
Now he's dead.
Now you're dead.
He's probably too much stress from the show.
That old man was the only thing that made that show watchable to me. Yeah. He was hysterical.
Was his name?
Old man.
His show name was Frank,
yes,
right?
Yes, Frank or something like that. I don't know what his real name was.
I'm sure someone will email in with it.
Until then, we will call him.
Yeah, death sucks because they never. What? It's on my. It's right
you
there.
You figured it out right now.
He's got a computer right there.
Can't reach.
We shall call him Lord Alfred Whizzington until someone corrects us.
Perfect.
And it is sad that he died.
It is.
Especially being.
Well, another one I have to wonder about is I see some women that are clearly looking for guys that are just suckers. I mean, like, I saw this one post on Craigslist where there's like these two girls in bikinis.
Yeah.
And they posted basically they're looking for a guy with a boat that could take them out on the lake.
The text lights again. I don't think this is even sucker thing. I think this is going back. This is probably a porno ad.
I love those Craigslist porno ads.
Let's assume for a little bit that it's even remotely legitimate. It's like all you're looking for is a guy with a boat to entertain you and your friend.
Well,
I saw one though that beat that. Honestly, it was on Craigslist and it trumped that. It was a girl who posted that she's about to start college, and she wants to be some guy's live-in girlfriend, but she won't sleep with him. But in return for being her or his live-in girlfriend, she'll like play video games and cook and clean for him and stuff, but then he gets to pay her room and board and her tuition.
Sweet, man. Sounds like a great deal.
I'm like, let me get this straight. So you're going to move in with me but won't go to bed with me while I get to pay
your
college tuition?
Doesn't say anything about
beatings. Would that make me your dad?
Work out a little frustration.
Actually, Carla, I mean, you know, since she's not even looking for sex, there'd be no adultery. We should get this chick. I'll have a chick to play video games with. She'll cook and clean. You don't have to worry about me having sex with her. I can hit her every so often.
That face is priceless, Carla. Priceless.
Yeah, but you have to pay her college tuition.
Oh, it's not just room and board, but her college tuition?
Yes.
Oh, no woman's worth that.
No, man. Crap.
Government loans.
Carla's cheaper than that.
Hey, Tex, here's a question. Have you tried the other side of online dating? I mean, you work for Microsoft. What about Xbox Live and WoW and EQ2?
Yeah.
How many people get married on WoW? You've seen that.
What's the percentage of women who play those games?
What's the percentage of guys who are playing women on those games?
Actually, on WoW, it is surprisingly high.
Hello, Rana.
What? I can't say
no,
that.
No, on WoW, it is surprisingly
high.
First
off, let me tell you the first and the most recent story I've been involved with, at least tangentially, in those two areas. The first one was probably 7 years ago. I was playing EverQuest 1.
This is a great story.
And I was the best man in the wedding of a guildmate who was a real-life woman, getting married in the game to a guildmate who was a real-life man. But the real-life woman was married in real life, and her real-life husband played EverQuest on our server. But she had nothing to do with them, and they were in separate guilds, and she wasn't going to marry him in the game.
Well, actually, this isn't the story I thought you were going to tell. I thought you were going to tell the story about what happened at, was it Orc 2 or whatever?
Oh, no, no. I mean, that's just in-game silliness. I'm talking about people with some real fundamental issues here.
Oh, okay. That's not the story.
You know what?
Anyway, the most recent one, and I wasn't personally involved with this, but this is a coworker, was involved with a woman who played WoW, who apparently had a crush on him and wanted to get emotionally involved with him, but she's married and has kids and isn't going to leave her husband. And I'm like, I don't know. To me, a lot of times when you run into things like that, see, that's why I'm a big fan of like those pay dating sites, is because you know the people there are serious, or at least they're serious enough to pay some money to be there. As opposed for like, well, I'm married, but I'm bored, so I'm looking for someone to entertain me.
There's actually a company that just started up in St. Louis. At least started hearing commercials for it, called It's Just Lunch, where I guess you pay for these people to set you up on a blind date.
Dave Glover.
Yeah, it's on the Dave Glover show.
Yeah.
And they basically call them and say,
Nooner.
Stop. And they set you up for lunch, and you just go and meet them. And if you like the person, then it's on your own to schedule another date with them. If not, then you just call the service and they set you up again.
Right.
But I mean, I think that'd be kind of cool. Like, that's probably the route I would go versus on the internet, because that is a pay service. You're getting other people involved at that point.
And you know they're local too, which is good.
Right. So.
Yeah. Tex, I've this has kind of brought up one issue I've had that you might be able to answer for me, being as you work for Microsoft. When you guys made up, you know, the Xbox Live Vision camera, didn't you know that everybody's going to be sending pictures of their nutsacks to their friends? And a day after that came out, I got 3 friends' messages. I got 2 nutsacks and an ass. And it was like, wow, I'm so glad Microsoft put this out. Because you know it's all teenagers who are going to do this on here.
You know what?
Okay.
I still regularly, my friend and I have this thing that we've been doing since high school where we will find the most bizarre porn and then send it to each other. So I get a couple of these things in my inbox and please, like, what the hell are you looking at? That's not even right. That's just gross. And I'm like, dear, I'm not really looking at this as porn. This is fun. This is entertainment. She's like, you know, you're pretty messed up.
She was here. She'd be like, I know you're talking about me again. That's that voice.
Is that your Melina voice?
Well, I'll answer as best as I can, because I work in Xbox Live operations. I'm not on the hardware accessories team, so I have no idea what
I was grouping,
thinking.
But I mean, you can see where I'm coming from here.
No, seriously. I mean, when I heard about that camera, because, I mean, we've all seen the chocolate milk video. If you haven't, go to YouTube and look for Chocolate Milk Xbox. You'll find it.
Do I want to find it?
Actually, it is pretty funny. It's not gross.
I don't have any illusions about the majority of our users. And yeah, it's like when you give a million teenagers in their mom's basements a million cameras, why are you going to be surprised when half of them are in their pants in 5 minutes? I don't know.
I sure wasn't surprised.
I mean, I remember Penny Arcade picked up on that. I mean, we announced that camera, and the very next comic of Penny Arcade was just exactly that, where the guy was going through his inbox.
Yeah, I remember that.
And his inbox was just picture after picture of his friend's butt.
And the Penny Arcade gets a lot of stuff right on Xbox Live. I remember the original one where he was talking about how to use the mute button, and there's some guy yelling about a grasshopper in the room and he won't shut up. And then the other guy's talking about how hardcore he is. And he's like, oh, my mom's coming in the room, man. I got to go. See ya. Or I get in trouble. Oh, kind of got away from internet dating there, didn't we?
Yeah, I think, several times we have.
Yeah, we did. Does anyone else
Welcome to Fear the Boot Bonus episode.
Yes, yeah.
This is my first one.
Anyone got anything else on internet dating?
No.
I love my wife. I'm glad I met her on the internet because like, it's a great story.
I will have to say, Tex, I don't envy you having to dive back into this cesspool.
I don't envy me either.
Seriously, Tex, see if there's any like It's Just Lunch things going up there where you are. Because it's just a local thing here, but...
Well, I was planning, I mean, after I get to know somebody first, I mean, my first date would be just like, let's just meet for coffee or something like that. I mean, there's
just coffee.
There's no way I'm going to make a first meeting like some, you know, $70 investment like dinner and a movie and a whole evening.
Because, yeah, it's not the lobster.
You know, we could get there and within 5 minutes find out we hate
each
other.
Don't take her to Oberweis because that will cost you about $60 or $70 just for the two of you.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll learn something valuable. When she's shoveling that thing in by the... she's two-fisting the ice cream.
That's true. Because when you go to Oberweis, you can't order the side salad.
That's true.
So you can't hide your real habit.
The women go feral.
Yeah, you can't order like Adam.
Yeah, you can't order salad on the first date. If you're going on... Women, if there's anybody out there listening, you can't order a side salad on the first date. Men respect women who eat. Order a steak. It'll show a steak and potato. You'll get way more
respect. Okay, look at the menu and don't order the most expensive.
Yeah, don't order the lobster.
But when you order the side salad, the only thing that goes through a man's mind is, wow, in about 5 years, you're going to be 100 pounds heavier because you are not being honest about your eating habits right now.
Well, no, when I'm on a date and a woman orders a side salad, what I figure is I better order some extra food for myself because she's going to be picking off my plate.
On a first date?
That's kind of creepy.
That's pretty bold.
Dude. I don't like Melina picking off my plate now. Slap that bitch right quick.
Certainly not on a first date, man. That's
not after 5 years of marriage.
I'd like to see you do a whole episode in the Melina voice. That was pretty nice.
There's some boundary issues there. Oh, no.
She'll listen to that one.
We're
going to
have a Fear the Mood bonus episode where all we do is I'm just going to sit here and referee a fight between the two of them, and it's going to be pure
gold. Haven't hung out with us enough.
No, it's just constant. It is great.
It's just never ending. It's
any
awesome.
Couple on the face of the earth, when they fight, I just get real uncomfortable. Except Adam and Melina.
We pop some popcorn.
When Adam and Melina fight, it is hysterical. It is the only people on the face of the earth I enjoy watching fight.
She's so stubborn and I am so childish.
But it's actually, they're so convincing because there's other people we know who are like, I can't believe you treat her that way. It's just like so upset about it. It's awesome.
I treat her terribly. It's great.
Well, actually, I had a similar experience with the side salad thing on, let's see, my junior year in high school. I double dated, which was a mistake right there, to the homecoming dance. And my girlfriend at the time was extremely athletic and was in very good shape and did all sorts of sports and things like that. And the couple I was with, the young lady was not so athletic. And
you mean fat?
Yeah, by that giggle, I'd say yes.
Well, I have streaks of diplomacy come out every now and again. So
you should drop that crap.
Thanks, this is
Fear
the Boot.
Bonus episode.
We look for different kind of streaks to come out every so often.
Okay. So anyway, of course, being a high school dance date, where do we have to go for dinner? We have to go to the Olive Garden because that's just where you go when you're in high school on dates.
What?
That's right. That's where you go for the homecoming dance. So anyway, so the waitress gets to us and starts going around the table. And so she asked the other guy what he wanted first. And he said, like, he wanted shrimp scampi. And then she asked me what I wanted. And I ordered a pasta dish. And then we get to my girlfriend. And my girlfriend goes, oh, I'll be fine with just the salad. And I'm looking at this other girl. And she had, like, the menu up. She was pointing at something in the menu. I couldn't see. But she, like, had her finger on a menu item.
And
you watch her. She looks up. And I swear, if looks could kill, my girlfriend would have been drilled to the back of that booth. And she like lifts her finger up off the menu, kind of snaps the menu shut, looks up at the waitress and goes, I'll be fine with just the salad too. Anyway, my poor buddy starved because I don't think he got to eat even half of his shrimp scampi because she was picking off his plate the whole time.
Yeah, that's just a girl with some issues. Just get the heck what you want.
Tex, that's some other advice. Don't date any girl where all you have is a head picture.
Yes.
Well, especially if it's the MySpace shot where it's her head and she's shooting at a down angle, you know, with the camera over her head.
Right. Precisely.
I take those pictures of myself so I look less fat.
And then put them on Adult Friend Finders.
Trying to smush my bosom together with my arms.
Put a shot glass between them. What I can do.
Maybe.
Do you wear your Harry Potter glasses?
Of course.
No? Yeah.
I even tie my hair back in a little ponytail.
Do you have Malene dress up like Snape?
Yes.
I'm done. I'm done.
Snape is the
go
one.
Go on a tangent right now.
Snape drilled Dumbledore.
Snape drilled Dumbledore. If you guys had read the seventh book, I would make so many wand jokes, but you have not.
Yeah, all right. You and me both.
All right. Then I think we've about run out of steam on this one. So
I think we've beat this one into the ground.
Oh my God, this thing is done 40 minutes.
Don't beat it into the ground.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.